You're with Graham Johnson, and I'm talking with the voice of Shack Attack, Jill Sayward. Jill, we were talking about the early days of Shack Attack, and you were asked to do some singing on an experimental track called Steppin'. How did that all come about?
The track we did was called Stepping, and immediately it was getting a great reaction because we put it out on white label, which meant that it was distributed amongst all the DJs, and they were playing it. They didn't know who the band were.
Jill, I must ask this. Where did the name Shack Attack actually come from?
But it was gathering interest, and we thought, oh, God, we'd better think of some sort of name. So we sat down one evening. I can remember the guys kicking the name around, something attack. And we came to the name Shack Attack. And really, it was helped by the fact there was a record company called The Record Shack who were actually pushing this white label to all the clubs, saying, this is fantastic, it's fantastic. And they really helped us in the early days. So we thought, well, how about using the Shack from Record Shack? And well, sounds good with it. And Mac, and then suddenly, Attack. Oh, yeah, brilliant. Okay, we'll use that one.
Jill, you're a foundation member of Shack Attack, along with Roger O'Dell on drums, Bill Sharp on keyboards, George Anderson on bass, and Keith Winter on guitar. Keith had to leave the group, unfortunately, in the early 1990s because of serious nerve damage, and your present guitarist is Alan Wormald. You also had a couple of other female backing singers help you out on some tracks. How is it the group has retained such cohesion while many other groups have broken up?
After that, we hit the road because it went crazy. The single started to get played on the radio, and we had a name and we had an identity, and the speed at which it progressed was unbelievable, because we'd gone from little cover group, little session band, to Top of the Pops and TV shows and radio plays. So it took off like a rocket. And I do think that our history and our work ethic from way back then, it's one of the reasons that we're actually still together, because nobody was ever allowed to have a huge ego or sort of ride on their own steam. We were always a unit, and we always had previous experience and a great track record of, work, a great work ethic, which helped us keep together now, I think. Because we're always appreciative of what we've actually got and what we've actually made over the years. You know, it's our baby.